Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Fred, it's mating season, duh!
No home internet? It's not that bad.
No, not there!
It is that bad. Don't settle. Switch to Xfinity and get one line of unlimited mobile and home internet together for $50 a month for 12 months with no annual contract. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit your local Xfinity store today. Restrictions apply. Requires paperless billing and auto pay with stored bank account. Equipment tax and fees extra. Reduced speeds after 20 gigabytes of data usage. Offer ends 3/21/23.
If you own a house, you've got a huge asset, and everyone's looking at it. With Wall Street investors buying up homes in Atlanta and renting them out like never before, you have to wonder, what do they see in your big asset that you don't? The truth is, if you sell your home instead of renting it, you can kiss your asset goodbye. Especially with today's higher interest rates, the best way to save your asset is to rent it out instead. Does renting make your asset look big? Yes, it does. Especially when you hire the professional landlords at Renter's Warehouse. DIYing your property management is a total pain in your asset. But with Renter's Warehouse, you never have to find tenants, collect rent, or handle pesky maintenance calls again. Don't lose your asset. And stop busting your asset trying to manage it yourself. Go to rwatlanta.com to book your free rental home price analysis today. Or call 404-662-2322. Renter's Warehouse. You can't buy happiness, but you can rent it. P.S. We hope this radio ad made you laugh your asset off.
Thank you for calling Navy Federal Credit Union. How can I help you?
Hi, if I'm in the Army, not in the Navy, am I still eligible for membership?
Yes, you are.
What about my sister in the Air Force?
Her too.
And my dad's a Marine.
We serve all branches of the military, veterans, and their families.
My dog is a retired military working dog.
I'll see what I can do.
Find out if you're eligible at NavyFederal.org. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Insured by NCUA.
You gotta take advantage of the amazing deal from WindowNation.com. Invest in your biggest asset, your home. Save on energy bills for years to come. Two free windows with every two you buy. Pay nothing for two full years only at WindowNation.com.
For the ones finding new ways to ensure the job always gets done. For the ones wearing many hats. For the ones who are hands-on, even from far away. And the ones keeping business moving forward. We are Grainger, offering professional-grade industrial supplies, plus real-time product availability and access to experts ready to answer your toughest questions. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Wendy's homestyle French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me, did you just say Wendy's French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Saturday, February 11th. The Atlanta Hawks take on the San Antonio Spurs.
Trey has a long three. It's on the way.
Allen! Experience for yourself the team and the show that has everybody talking.
For the win!
It's Hawks, Spurs, presented by Emory Healthcare, Saturday, February 11th.
It's on the way, and bang!
Get your tickets now at Hawks.com/tickets.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are your home for the NFL in Atlanta.
And the home for our Falcons, Hawks, and Atlanta United.
Knocked down, it's gone!
live and free on the Odyssey app.
Atlanta Sports Radio.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the midday show with Andy and Randy. One more hour here on this happy hour Friday. So it's afternoon. It's almost 1 o'clock. So y'all should be somewhere drinking right now. So if you want to get a quick shout out before we get up out of here, you can send your pitches over. Also, we need your AMA questions. We're about to get into that at 1:40 today. So make sure you send them to the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line, 404-741-0929. Or you can call in at 404. What's the rest of the number?
7410929. I'm sorry, I went to sleep. I had a long talk with myself at the urinal about my performance at Sports Jeopardy.
Are you really thinking about this still?
Oh, it's bothering me, man.
Why?
Because, number one, I knew Tommy Novus retired in, 76. Yeah. I said, Tommy Novus? All the things. What are you going to do?
I mean, you'll be all right, man. He'll be fine.
Well, we can move on to the We can move on to giving away Bryan Adams tickets, also featuring Joan Jett and the Blackguards as well.
So make sure you guys, all right, I don't know how many hits they have. Rob said about them. So make sure y'all tune in. You hear one of those bangers, and obviously it's going to be within the next two segments because we got to go at 2 o'clock. So make sure you guys tune in, and we'll be the caller number 3 to 404-741-0929, and we will give you tickets courtesy of Rob and Randy, and I'm talking about a dejected, beat down, just horrified, like, are you really thinking about that? Like, is that going to ruin Rob's weekend?
I'm normally more agile minded than that. But what are you going to do? We all have our bad days. I'm happy for you because what are you going to do with them pork chops when you get home?
I'm going to smother them things, Robbie.
Smother them in what?
I do with gravy, obviously. But I usually do like with the cream mushroom. With a little bit of cornstarch, water.
You get that crust on there. Oh, that's great.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's good stuff, man.
Yeah, because, I mean, usually pork is a part of the keto diet as much as I'm going to eat today. So I like to do a different type of – because I put it in the Instapot with it. I put mushrooms and stuff in it with the cream
Instapot,
of mushroom.
Instapot, is that like a crock pot?
Pretty much. And so I do it. That's how I usually smother them. I can smother like mom and them used to.
Yeah.
But I'm going to be a little – I'm gonna restrain myself a little bit.
How long are you leaving there? Like 3-4 hours?
No.
Look, Instapot is like
– hence the name
Instapot, but –
fast crock pot.
Yeah, it cooks stuff in like 10 minutes.
This right here with all the prep and everything that I do, it's about an hour. A little bit over an hour.
That's awesome.
Yeah, but it'd be banging on, Robbie. Banging,
huh? All right, let's get to let's do the big clip, shall we?
Bow!
Brought to you by KC Kinetics, non-surgical treatments for joint pain.
Just doing what we're doing. It starts with him. You know, he's a hell of a passer. You know, obviously I think I could pass well too, but, you know, we just staying together, trying to win games, trying to figure it out. Like I said, you know, he was ahead of Snake. He came out, you know, getting guys involved, and it was only right for me too.
Yeah, I mean, they are, when they're playing like that, you know, they're talking about the assist wise because DeJounte's running for a basketball team before.
That was DeJounte on he and Trey combining
and
for 20 assists.
And we see how the offense, it does look differently when he's running the offense with Trey's to the bench. I do get that. And I do see your tweets that come at me every night when that does happen. I do see them.
What do they say to you?
You know, look at the difference between the offense when DeJounte's running opposed to when
Trey's
running.
Why do people go out their way to want to try to teach you a lesson? Even you're off the clock. You're off the damn clock.
But I see them, y'all, and I do see the same thing that y'all see, all right? You know, but, you know, I think, when you look at these two, they're still – and I'm not even in that realm of they're still trying to learn how to play with each other. I'm out of that. They know how to play with each other.
They should by now.
They do. I think they do. Yeah. It's just a different style when one is in the game and opposed to when they're both in, you know. And
a lot of the season, they were not in at the same time.
What Nate tries to do, Nate always makes sure one of them is on the floor.
Yeah.
Or they're not. Yeah, one of them's on the floor at all times, for the most part. But I mean, they're in a situation where you talked about it earlier. I know I forgot the basketball guy who put it out there as far as
Brad Rowland.
You know, of all the stats that you look at, they're all so equal in like
500 against the East, 500 like against
identical.
The West.
Yep. You're looking at it like, okay, now you see why they are where they are. But the crazy thing about it, I think they're in the eighth spot. They're like three games for being in the four mm-hmm. or something like that. That's the same thing on the West. You can be the 13th seed, but you're four games from being in the fifth seed. So everything is so jumbled right there. And if you have one good week, you can be right there in it.
That is true.
You know, I mean, that's why I'm like, you know, the Hawks team, they're just so hit or miss that you just don't know what you're going to get. But in all actuality, Trey is having an all-star type year, but he's not an all-star. I know I just saw a graphic where they had all the scoring, the listing of all the 12 scores or whatever, and Trey Young, all of them are all-stars except for Trey Young. I understand. Right. I don't think he was snubbed. I just didn't think he was going to be one this year. Not saying that Trey is not an all-star because he's an all-star player. And I would not have been surprised if he was named to the all-star bid. I just said, yes, I didn't think he was going to be.
Yep.
And that's respect or whatever somebody said because the coaches don't like him. So we did the Nate, so they left him off, which I think is a bunch of you know what. But at the same time, they have an opportunity back-to-back, two tough places to play against two tough teams that, you know, one team's going to try and shoot as many more threes than you, and the other team, they got this monster down there that can't touch the rim but averages a damn triple-double.
I know, isn't that hilarious?
So, I mean.
Larry Bird dunked more often than that.
And he got two brothers that might break your neck, boy, because I think they still looking for the Morris twins, which was the funniest thing in the world. Which is the funniest thing in the world.
You want to put the Tom Brady thing to bed once and for
Let's
all?
Let's do it, man. Let's do it.
Not only do I want it, our fans are clamoring for it. And to us, he is always has been and always will be a Patriot. And we will be bringing him back after I don't like to make a commitment for him, but we will do everything in our power to bring him back, have him sign off as a Patriot,
nice.
And find ways to honor him for many years to come.
I mean, we know that. Like
Robert Kraft sounds like we caught up to him at 4 p.m. at the bar. He'd been there since noon, sitting over there in the corner.
Well, I mean, you know, he like hood stuff.
Yeah,
you know, he don't mind going across the track.
No,
you know?
He does not. He does not. Kind of makes him likable in a way.
Come on now. You know that they're going to ceremony. 12 will be retired. I know I saw somebody say, should they retire 12? Like, no, they should not retire 12 next
league-wide.
No,
why?
They should not.
Oh, no. Come on.
No.
Hell no.
No, not, of course not. But, yeah, he is a Patriot. That's where he'll – I know he had the Super Bowl in Tampa, but I don't think anybody – maybe people who are Tampa fans would identify Tom as anything but a damn New England Patriot. And yeah. I'm sure they're going to do something for him this coming up season. I'm sure they'll do something if he's all for it and everything, because I do think that once it's all said and done, he will be a first ballot Hall of Fame. Him and J.J. Watt, those two names are already on that ballot in 5 years. Right. When he goes up there and does a speech, he'll be the Patriot.
I remember what you told me, and I've used this information you gave me time and time again about J.J. Watt, the fact he couldn't stay healthy was he never took any time off.
No.
You told me
yeah.
next day after season's over, he's grinding and working out. So you got to heal. He never gave himself enough time to
you
heal.
You got to let that body heal, man. Yeah. You do. You know, especially at certain positions. His position, you can't go clanging eye. Right after the season,
but
you know what
did.
I mean. You gotta let your body heal, man, because it's more beat up than you think it is. Like you're in pain and you're hurting and you're sore, but it's sometimes worse than what you think it is. So you gotta let your body heal. You gotta let your body rest. But JJ, that's always something. JJ was one of the best I've ever seen or played against because he did things that you can't do or you're not supposed to do because you're so great. You can make up for it.
Like what?
Like he plays behind blocks better than anybody. Like you're supposed to, you know, cross face and all those different. Well, he would play behind it and it would be a big ass gap right there. But he was so good that he can get around it and get to the running back or whatever that play.
One with his brain too. It's like 3D chess.
Yeah, he was such a smart football player, tough as hell. You know, but his injuries, that was the one thing. I mean, he's still going to be a first ballot Hall of Fame because the dude was a damn animal. But, yeah, Tom is just, you know, I think he's the greatest player of all time. I know he's definitely the most successful. And you can talk about the records because he played all those years. Well, damn it, he played all those
but
years.
But he always played all
But years. He always played. And the only time, you know, you think about the down year was when, during that run was when he got hurt.
Yep.
When he got hurt, Matt Castle had to come.
And they still won 12 games,
won 11 games that year. Damn, Jets won damn division.
I hate that so much. Like, well, the only reason he played so well, he had all those players around him. Well, it's called a team.
Exactly. I mean, you look
at – some of the takes are just so stupid.
But, I mean, you look at those teams. When they first started, he had, you know, Ty Law's in the Hall of Fame, Seymour's in the Hall of Fame.
Right.
Then, you know, you look at offensive players that were – you know, he played with Randy Moss for a couple of years, but they didn't win the Super Bowl that year.
There's a whole Wikipedia page devoted to these obscure wide receivers that play with Tom Brady. There's like 50 of them.
Yeah, I mean, and, you know, Wes Walker got busy. I don't know. And, you know, and Julian, I'm like, he had players and everything, but he was always a catalyst in it. They were never the most talented team. They just always sat back, and they didn't make mistakes, and they knew that if they got into a tight game and it came down to one possession, they had that dude right there.
There you go.
They had that dude. And I'm trying to figure out, outside of Michael Jordan, or maybe – like the scariest dude that you want to have the ball last,
right?
You want this guy to have the ball last, because I told you I got Brady before. I've been Brady a couple times. All right, it sucks because you're sitting there and you go up, you win the game. You're all, you know, say you take the lead in the game, Rob. Everybody's baby, we got this. And this dude just goes down, and you're just sitting there because you know
it's only 25 seconds. You know what I think mean? I go 80 yards.
I remember just sitting on the bench, or sitting on the bench, just standing at the sideline like. You score, you come off, you're up by five. You're like, yes, we got him.
How much time left?
It was like 37 seconds.
Yeah, there you go. That's all you needed.
And you're sitting there like, damn. For then, all of a sudden, oh, damn. Game over.
He'll beat you that
game over.
That 29-yard completion.
Game over. Game over. Game over. Game over.
Good for D'Amico Ryans. He has him a gig with the Texans. Certainly, here's Nick Caserio on D'Amico Ryans.
What do we like? Like everything. It was one of the more impressive interviews, interactions that I've been around. And the thing about it is genuine. Like, D'Amico is who he is. He's sincere, he's real. And by the end of the call, we kind of had some parting words. Do you have anything else you want to leave with us? And he said, like, basically, I want to come home. This is my dream job. Let's make it happen.
So happy. I know that the whole Sean Payton thing has been a big thing.
Right, Caserio, the GM.
Rightfully so, you know, Sean Payton. But this is another big hire. Like, he was one of those guys in this cycle that was going to get a job. He was a hell of a damn player in Houston.
Right.
I got a chance to go against him in Houston. Hell of a player. Hell of a player. We went to Philadelphia. Houston's a damn mess. Houston is a damn mess. And, you know, Nick Caserio, I think a lot of people do know, kind of figure that it ain't all on him, even though he's the general manager. Mm-hmm. You know, they got rid of the pastor that became the president or whatever.
Yes.
They're horribly, you know, as far as the McNair family. But I think D'Amico, I'm so happy for him. And hopefully he can get this thing turned around. I know that, you know, him and Kyle are supposed to talk because obviously he wants to take some of those assistants mm-hmm. from San Fran with him. And, it's, you know, Kyle can deny or allow them to go. Be interesting what they
do. Never heard stacks.
Yeah, it doesn't. It doesn't. But, yeah, I mean, he is I think he's the right guy for the job. Got to get the quarterback right, you know, and they got the number two overall pick. So I'm assuming that they're going to take a quarterback right there. But, yeah.
Is it going to be Bryce from Alabama?
I think it is. But depending on what the Bears do, if they trade that pick. Because I don't think anybody's trading up to get Jalen Carter. If they're going to trade it, they're going to trade it. You know, maybe the Colts trade up to you know, and they have a little relationship between the Colts and the Bears, you know, as far as
– I just like the his demeanor coach. On the sidelines. Of course, I know what a great player he was, too. D'Amico.
Oh, he was – I mean, he was unbelievable. He's a – you want to talk about leader of men?
Yeah.
That dude, he was the leader of those Houston teams.
Very charismatic.
Very, very much so. And so now he's getting his opportunity to go and be a first-time head coach. They gave him a 6-year deal. So, obviously, they're looking at it where this ain't going to, you know, turn around overnight.
He went to Alabama, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's going to take over for Nick in a few years. You know this, right?
Because we're always sitting around thinking about who's going to be the guy who takes over for Nick when Nick leaves.
I don't think it's going to be Dabo anymore.
Oh, no. I don't think it was ever going to be Dabo.
Yeah.
Dabo's built a damn
Dabo wants to build his own thing.
But he has.
He has.
Dabo's built a damn juggernaut up there in Clemson. Why would he want to leave that?
And everybody thinks they're gone forever now. No, they're not.
No, they're not. No, Dabo and Clemson will be fine.
Yeah, the growing pains with a new coordinator.
But he went and got what he needed.
Yes.
And he went and updated his offensive resume. We're getting to coach him from TCU, the offensive coordinator. Bring some creativity. Because I know that he don't do the transfer portal and he hates the NIL and everything. Yeah. They still get players. They still get good damn players to go to Clemson. So I think Clemson will be fine.
I hope the ACC gets better. Florida State got their quarterback back, a double-digit win season as well. It'd be nice if ACC had more.
They high on this cat, huh?
They are. It remains to be seen, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'm like, he all right. But they got a lot of – but Florida State brought a whole lot back. But I just think – I think he all right. Yeah, that's how it looks.
Remains to be seen.
He all right.
Hey, pitchers and catchers going to be reporting before you know it, my friend.
Yeah, man, a week from – you said a week from
– it's what, the 13th,
The 13th, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I mean, what are they going to go
down? Week from Saturday.
What are they go down and do? They go do soft toss and go play golf, right?
Well, it used to be you'd go to spring training to get in shape. Now you are in shape.
You are in shape, yeah.
Marcel Ozuna better be in shape when he comes to our camp, by the way.
You said better, like if he ain't, Rob Tripple going to walk up on him.
I'm not going to walk up on him, I think, for his own professional sake.
Hey, man, this dude finna get, well, how much you get, 20-something mil this year regardless?
I think he has the month of April to prove himself, and then if not, they'll just eat the money.
You think so?
Oh, yeah, he's got the month of April.
Okay. I mean.
I could be wrong.
You could. No, it's not even about you being right or wrong. I think that's something that Braves fans, we're all looking around like, because we want him to get the money because he earned that contract. You know, he did earn the contract. Now, after everything that happened and all the stuff like that, but, you know, if they can get anything from him, because we know, as we talked to Brian Snicker, I still think that left field is just going to be revolved around. I think you hope that Eddie Rosario is ready.
He should be. He can see
him. I'm talking about ready to play and get to go and all those different things that he can hold it down for most of the year. But, yeah, that's still that one of those revolving doors type things.
And you guys talked with Snit the other day.
We did.
Now, how did he spend the offseason? You asked about other grandchildren.
He was hanging with the grandkids, and him and his missus went to Hawaii for a week, and obviously he got that big bank. You know,
yep.
He got that.
3 years left.
3 years, and you said that he'll be 70, right?
He'll be 70. I think maybe.
You think he walks away?
Yeah, maybe. Or he wants to see how he feels. That's a nice milestone year, and my gosh, he's been with the Braves organization since 1977.
Unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
45 years.
Because I just remember when the hire went down, and a lot of people, I put myself, they looked at it as just a short term until they find, you know, a guy. Then I was like, well, you know, I liked it. I think Brian Snicker does a great job here. And they're like, oh, they can't win a damn World Series with Brian Snicker's manager. I was like, why not? Why can't they?
They certainly did.
They certainly damn did. I mean, how many division titles did they win?
Oh, I don't know. I hate that. I hate that stat.
No, I just like to rub it in the Mets fans' face. Oh. That's all.
It's like cover the Braves all those years, all those division titles. Who gives a damn? You're better than three teams in your division. Win a world title for once. You know who doesn't hang up division title banners?
Oh,
That'd be the Lakers, my friend.
What a hell of a damn. What a tease.
It's great. Well, maybe the Hawks can hang some banners. We'll talk about them next. Sports Radio 929 again.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That garbage Bryan Adams ballad. Play Run to You or any other rock. With this is awful.
Oh, it's fine. Well, obviously, that is your cue. That is your cue to call. 404-741. Call a 3. We'll win tickets. And Rob Tribble will be annoyed that you won. But I like the song.
So has he already, like, rocked out by the time this song came out?
Oh, yeah, he had before that, yeah.
He does look a little older in the video.
Yeah, he does, yeah.
Yeah, but make sure you guys – also, guys, we got the AMA coming up, so get your questions in. Also, you can call in at that same number. And, yeah, I mean, I'm enjoying this, man, on this Happy Hour Friday. Now, I promise you, I could not tell you yesterday who sang this song, but I like this song. I know. I like that.
He has a great voice.
I like this song.
A great voice. But,
like, I wish.
His rocking songs are much better.
If I could sing like this, Rob, I would have played. Because I got the rocker looks. You know what I mean?
Is that what it is?
Yeah, I got the rocker looks. Like, I could have been Jimmy.
Well, he's a lefty, though.
You just play it upside down.
I mean.
Like, he did.
I could have been.
Strung upside down for a freaking genius.
I could have been Jimmy. A couple of things I wanted to get to early. We didn't get to, Rob. The Oklahoma-Texas thing about them joining the SEC and everything. They were trying to get it
so it can go in 2024. But obviously some stuff fell through with the TV contracts between Oklahoma and it was ESPN and Fox. Something happened with that. So obviously they won't be able to join until 2025. I think that's pretty good for them. I don't think they're ready to come in here and get some of that thump.
Well, get in here, though. My God, Georgia's schedule next year is an embarrassment.
It is awful. It is horrendous.
You've got to be better than that.
It is horrendous. It is a horrendous damn schedule.
And you remember you had Oklahoma on the schedule next year and year after, but of course.
It is a joke of a schedule that Georgia has next year.
Why is that even allowed?
I don't know. I don't make the schedule. All I know is that is trash. Trash.
And I know people are thinking, well, you know, remember, Georgia Southern basically got Scott Frost fired. Marshall goes to Notre Dame. I understand that. Appalachian goes to Texas A&M.
Give me a break. Georgia is going to have a close game next year?
Oh, but Kent State, or Andy Kent State.
Oh, you remember that? Oh, they laid the blueprint. Yeah. Give me a damn break.
Stop it.
Oh, yeah.
It's called being bored.
You know Tennessee, they run the same offense that gave Georgia problems. You know that, right? So?
That's an embarrassment of a schedule.
Yeah, it is.
And plus, I don't like the neutral site games. Think about how great Athens was when Notre Dame came there.
You would have thought, I'm so with you. I mean, hell, the game is Oregon was rocking, but I'm still on campus. You know what? Just like that. Just like I think Florida and Georgia. I think Georgia and Florida should play at each other's homes.
I know a lot of people, what are you talking about? What about tradition? Well, I was born and raised here. I've been going to Georgia and Georgia Tech games my entire life, going back to the 70s. I wish it were home and home.
I love tradition. Campus. I'm all about tradition and all those
But Jacksonville's
things.
A pit.
Like certain games, like you're going to lose Bedlam and all those different Bedlam, you know, just certain games that you're like, you got to have those games.
But money trumps tradition all the time.
It damn sure does.
Man.
It damn sure does. That's like you said, that's a damn shame. But – as we go, we'll wait. We'll sit around and wait for you, Sark. You think Sark be the head coach? Will Sark be the head coach at Texas when they come to the SEC?
That's a good question. I think we'll know next year. I think next year's a crapper get off the pot for him, I would think.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Certainly so.
Because I know Art's got him another year.
Mm-hmm.
Art's got him another year.
Got him another year.
Yeah, so.
But is Art's going to come in and be gangbusters? I don't know.
I mean, they got it. I mean, I'm surprised.
They got the dude. Okay,
they
great.
I'm surprised Quinn Ewers ain't transferred yet or somebody hasn't went plucked him because I still think he's going to be a starter. You know, I don't know. I don't see Eli leaving out the window because I don't know what the hell these kids be wanting to do no
Maybe
more.
Maybe Ewers just likes Austin. That's where he's always wanting to go. Some guys are just happy where they are.
Yeah, I mean.
Not everybody just jumps into the train. Well, now it seems like everybody.
Let's keep it 100.
I know your feelings about that, too.
No, I don't have feelings or I just always curious. I understand you want to play. I do. I always understand that you want to play, rightfully so. But it's like, you spent a year in a program as a freshman. You played 13 games. After 13 games, you already know you want to go somewhere?
Yeah.
That just throws me off.
And plus you get, JT Daniels, what is he on his ninth school now?
Yes, I mean, they've chased
Is he going after the Tate Martell record or something
I don't know.
Like that?
They're going for that league. I got to get as much tape as I possibly can, and I got to finish the season as the starter. I got to start as a starter and finish as a starter. I can't be replaced because then they look at me a different way.
But you got to think, though, if you have NFL aspirations, if you keep going from place to place to place,
they're going to look at you like crazy. Like,
who's the common denominator in that scenario?
You.
That would be you, young man.
You. Whatever, man.
It's crazy.
Whatever. They don't understand.
Hawks and Jazz tonight, 9 o'clock pregame at 8:30 right here on Sports Radio 929. The game Hawks are 26-26 after that blowout win over Phoenix the other night. The Jazz, who were apparently rebuilding, come in at 27-26 and Jazz are an interesting story, man. I mean, granted, they're just one game above 500, but they trade two all-stars.
Yes.
And they're still pretty relevant.
Yes.
Meanwhile, the Hawks were all in, pushed all their chips to the center of the table, getting Jontae Murray, and now they're just 26-26.
Dude, I mean, you want to talk about a total franchise reset. That's what Utah did. Now, that's my thing when people talk about, it's more or less, to my opinion, just piling on Trey. You know, but like trade and all those different things. That's what it'll look like if you trade. How they got rid of their franchise player and Donovan Mitchell and then Rudy Gobert. You got rid of them. Now, I'm still surprised they got the haul that they got for Rudy Gobert.
Yeah.
And then they got and still surprised that Minnesota thought that he would fit with them. I don't know. But you kind of knew that you were going to get a haul for Donovan Mitchell. I knew Donovan Mitchell was good. I didn't think he was as good as he is now.
Right.
He is a superstar player. Mm-hmm. He is unbelievable. And when you look at that, that's what it should look if you move on from Trey. Now, you didn't get no haul for John Collins. Because right now, I don't even know what they want for John Collins tomorrow.
Would they get? A second?
But that's what I'm saying. Has the value decreased that much that, you know, you can't get what you need from.
Well, Jonte Murray said it best about John Collins. Like, we just got to give him the damn ball.
Yes.
Get him involved.
Yes.
The talent is there. He's a great finisher. Certainly, just get him the damn ball. That's all it is.
And that's the thing. That's why when I was talking about it earlier, like when you're watching the Phoenix game,
yep.
And it was three possessions. It was like four possessions. And three of the four, he shot the ball from a three-point range. He shoots the ball like I ain't going to get to shoot it no more. That's like John Collins shoots the ball like I'm not going to get it back.
That's like a family of six kids at the table, the way you eat your dinner.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to get the ball anymore, so let me shoot the damn ball.
Yeah.
And when you shoot like you're not going to be as efficient because you're taking just bad shots.
Yep.
And his three-point percentage ain't where it needs to be, so you might want to go in a little bit. But, I laughed, and I was like, oh.
But he could be great finishing, be from, like, 17 feet and in.
Yeah.
He'd be very good as far as that goes. But I don't know. It's just an odd thing, certainly, with this Hawks team. But hopefully of the fact that Trey got left off the All-Star team, that'll give him a little bit of a chip. And
Why should being disappointed or left off some give you a chip?
Because he's been discounted, even come out of Oklahoma. Oh, he's too small. He's too this. You know how athletes are.
But
use any slight to motivate yourself.
But this thing about it, I don't think Trey. I don't know if Trey operates like that. Trey seems like he precisely does. Trey's a damn. He's a star player in the league. He's a max player in this league. He's got.
Well, that's why. How dare I not be in the All-Star?
He got to where he is because of the grind and everything. And you know, I think Trey's an All-Star caliber player. I don't want to ever say that. I just didn't think he was going to get in this year. And I don't know what made me feel that way. I just didn't think this year that he was going to get in. And now, you know, we go back to the whole snuff and all those different things, and you see, this player should have been in. And I would say, okay, then who do you take off? That's always my thing about it. Who do you take off if you're going to put this guy on? And you can say, well, so-and-so don't deserve to be on it. So-and-so don't deserve to be on there.
Yep.
I mean, all right, I hear you.
Well, hopefully everybody can stay healthy, especially Clint Capela. And let's see what can happen in the post-All-Star, because certainly they had success a couple of years ago when everything seemed lost and they made a run. Maybe they can make a run out. It's like you said, have a good week. You might be in fourth place in the East.
That's the thing about it. That's why when you look at both standings on both sides, the West is the same way. When you look at teams out of the play-in, they're out of the play-in or they're close to the play-in and even close to being out of the play-in part by three or four games. Yep. Like, you have a good damn week, and you can go from 8-4 or something like that. But obviously, you got to have stuff going right in front of you, too. But, yeah, I mean, everything is just sitting right there. Oh, Tina Turner's coming to the Mew. Oh, yes.
Are you serious? Was she still touring?
Is that Tina Turner, Fox?
It's got to be like a – I think it's like a tribute musical thing. Oh, okay. It's not going to be actually her.
Oh, Tina ain't going to be there?
No, man, she had come out with a walker and an oxygen mask.
Man, please.
She's old. Oh, she's one of the monsters ever. I understand.
I still believe if she get up there singing Rolling on the River with them legs, because you remember them Tina legs?
Oh, like, those were nothing like them. Nothing like them. World class.
Shout out to Chris McNeil and McDonough. He is the winner of the tickets, Rob. So, obviously, he's going to have a good time. He loves it. He loves the music. And you're just a hater.
Stuff, just not the stupid ballads.
It's a Tina Turner musical.
It's a Tina Turner musical.
Is she going to be in it?
No, she's 83. I just.
What do I mean?
I don't know. She probably can't sing and dance.
Yeah.
Nothing against being 83. That's not what I mean.
You gonna be talking about Tina like that?
Yeah. My bad.
Yeah. Don't know. I think it's
a musical about her, though.
Oh. Okay. All right. Well, like musical about her. Like, are they gonna do like her character from the Thunderdome?
No, that'd be awesome.
That's pretty cool, though, man.
He was great, dude.
Oh, she was freaking amazing in the Thunderdome.
That was fantastic.
What? This? You know the rules.
Hey, Brian Snicker was on with you guys the other day, of course. Pitchers and catchers reporting on the 13th. We didn't get to this earlier, and we wanted to hear Brian Snicker talk about Michael.
Oh, bad. For me, that we have, Michael's our center fielder going into the year. And when you have, somebody like that and Ronald – whoever wins that left field job, that's pretty good outfield. So I know Michael's probably ready to go. He had a big year, came onto the scene last year, and when you have a young lad with that talent level, the person that he is to what he's doing, it's really exciting.
Hey, Rob, what do you bat him at this year?
You lead him off?
No, Ronald's not coming out the leadoff spot.
No,
I would have Ronnie and Michael Harris. Bat 1 and 2.
Because you got what about Ozzy? Put Ozzy third then?
Sure. Or nah, Riley third.
I put Ozzy fifth.
Olson fourth, Ozzy fifth.
I could live with that. Maybe Ozzy fifth.
Yeah, Ozzy fifth.
Gives you some speed in the middle of the lineup too. Switch hitter.
Yeah,
and now speed's going to be an important thing this year with limited throws to first base.
Dude, can you imagine Ronald Acuna and Michael Harris at the top
there
of the lineup, man?
There you go. That's,
give
that's
your best
second,
players the most at-bats.
Get them both on base. That's second and third, nobody out.
Yes.
And I don't know if you'd have to do this, but you could legitimately, you know, because, you know, Snit kind of buys into the analytics part of pitcher-batter matchups.
He doesn't oversell it, though.
Yeah, thankfully. So you could lead Michael Harris off versus righties, and you could lead Ronnie off versus lefties and have the other one hit second.
And I think hopefully
Ronnie ain't coming out of the leadoff spot.
He might not. You're probably right.
Yeah, Ronnie coming out of the leadoff
spot. I say 1-2. I'd bat him second then. And Austin Riley third. But like I said, man, get them both on base. That second, third, nobody out with Riley coming up and then Olson and then Ozzy.
Dude, that's scary, man.
That's 2-0 every night, it seems like, waiting to happen. And you that's what you want, certainly.
Yep. So. Well, it's time for the AMA. 404-741-0929 is the number. Call up, say what's happening. Tell Triple how he's wrong about, you know, about his music choices and everything like that. So y'all call in or the Solomon Brother Diamond text line or tweet us AMA after this break.
It is Andy and Randy Sports Radio 929 again. This is a better Brian Adams song here than this.
Okay, I'm calling you. All right?
I'm good, man.
Okay. All right.
Choking up pistachio.
I thought I'd give you the Heimlich maneuver up in here. Okay, I know this song too.
Yeah, it's a great song.
Yeah, I know this song too.
Probably the third best Canadian export music wise behind Rush and Triumph. Watch Triumph from the US Festival in 1983. A three piece just destroyed that audience, but I digress.
Okay.
What are the takeaways, my friend? Not more tickets. No more Brian Adams tickets, by the way. No more.
Okay, so we're good then.
We're good then.
So, obviously, Bo, we're in our AMA section. And
we're queuing up your questions with the Middays AMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This is the section where our AMA is ask us anything, any question, any topic, anything you want to talk about. Ask Rob how he almost choked on a pistachio.
Almost.
We'll go out to the phone lines, and Paul is in Monroe. What up, Paul?
What up, guys? The other morning, John and Hugh were discussing sporting events that they had snuck into. I was wondering if you guys had any stories about any kind of event or a dorm room or the shake. What did you guys sneak into? Have a great weekend.
Oh, what didn't we sneak into?
Yeah, I mean, I used to sneak into bars underage because the trick was walking there like you own the place.
Right. Walking to Stretton.
Yeah, walking to Stretton like you own the place. Uh-huh. Good evening. And, you know, just walk right on in.
Like, I'm trying to think, like, we stuck in the bars, but, like, I didn't go to bars like out of Georgia. And they knew we were football players, so they really didn't really give us.
There was a guy. He snuck into every single Super Bowl leading up to a few years ago. And finally got caught.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty cool there.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I snuck into the dorm. Like, we all talk about Brumby, which up at Georgia, that's the all-girls dorm.
I stuck into a Robert Plant concert at the Omni. He used to be the lead singer of Led Zeppelin.
Uh-huh.
About 87. We just walked in the back way.
There you go.
Like you own the place.
Yeah, but sneaking in, other than girls' dorm. Yeah, but that's how you, Brumby, you always made sure that you had a book with you and everything like that because you're going to get caught creeping up in there. But, yeah, that's about it. I had one on the Twitter said that we were talking about the Robin Hood, the song that he was able to say. What was your favorite, your favorite song from a movie or movie soundtrack? My favorite movie soundtrack is definitely Above the Rim, you know, and then Purple Rain, definitely. Purple Rain soundtrack is just one in a million.
I couldn't go see Prince in '84 when Purple Rain came out because my grandma said, "That's devil's music. You can't go."
Are you serious?
Yeah, man.
Really?
Singles, the movie Singles. I think that's my favorite all time soundtrack movie from 1992.
Bo?
Favorite soundtrack or a caller?
Both.
Favorite soundtrack's got to be Batman 1989. 14 Prince tracks, and the movie was great too. But
best Batman.
And the best bat, yeah, yes. I'll give you that too.
Yeah, I've never seen any of the other. Well, I've seen a couple other bits and pieces.
It probably is. Dark Knight was very good, but that's mainly because of Heath Ledger's performance.
Yes, like Jack and Michael Keaton.
But we got Barry in Forest Park.
Oh, what up, Barry?
Hey guys, love the show. My question is for Randy.
Yes,
Randy. I've heard you say multiple times that you don't like people parking in your driveway. Right. I never have heard you say why.
Oh, you know what? Because it's always been a courtesy thing. It's always been like, I mean, growing up, nobody in my family, you know, my mother didn't own a house till we got her one and everything. And, you know, that was just always one of those things where I was always taught, unless you're allowed, like when I go to Andy's house, we park, sometimes park and drive it because his house is so far from the damn, from the street.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. And so sometimes he'll let us park up there, but for the most part, I'll park across the street at the church and then we'll walk up there. So that's just a thing that I was always taught, that if you don't live there or you're not family, you don't park in other people's
driveway. I've always curbed it for my friends too.
Yeah, I've just always been like that. Now, sometimes it'd be like my wife, her studio is in the house. And so I get irritated if I come home and somebody's in the driveway. Yeah. But, I mean, I understand that these people are working, these women, because it's a long way to get up our driveway and to the house and everything. But still, yeah, it's just one of them things. That's a
long, winding driveway over the moat.
Yeah, it's just one of them things that I've been like that since I was a kid. I've always been taught that you don't park in somebody's driveway unless it's okay or that you live there.
Yeah, I never even thought to. I never really thought about it. I just automatically just parked on the curb.
Yeah.
Plus, you don't want to be the person that has to go move their car several times so people can get out.
Let's see. Cooley High soundtrack, another great one. Great
Friday
call,
soundtrack was fantastic.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
So we've got Mel in Southwest Atlanta.
Where's he been? I haven't even talked to him.
We got Mel's alive.
Yeah, I know you have another job, man. Okay. And plus, Randy, you know, I got a big question for him.
I got a question for you, man.
No, man.
You were supposed to call after Georgia was supposed to lose. After Georgia was supposed to lose, man. Where were you at, man? Where were you at, man?
Let me say this. You know, the Super Bowl is next week. When the last time you seen two black quarterback
it's never
in the
happened,
Super Bowl.
Man. It's never happened.
History, man.
Never happened.
Listen, you get what I mean? No, it's history. History is going to be made next Sunday on the 12th. And what makes it so bad? February is Black History Month. You know, I haven't heard your statement say nothing about it.
That's not true, man. But appreciate it, Mel. We do appreciate you and everything. But yeah,
they gave y'all the shortest month of the year.
Yeah,
right?
Of course they did. We know that. But yeah, Mel was supposed to call that Tuesday. I was waiting for Mel.
He's not called me since I've been back.
Yeah. Mel was talking that.
I want to hear Atlanta bone, Atlanta bread.
Atlanta bone, Atlanta bread.
Let me tell you something.
Oh God, bone. Yeah, that was when he's a call up here. He's called Atlanta bone, Atlanta bread.
Let me tell you something, bone.
All right, Matthew Carrollton's on the line.
Dream Girl soundtrack, yes. Hey, what's up, man?
All right, so I got a question for Rob. I want to know, being from Carrollton and being an old Carrollton Trojan, is the interview you did with Ben Scott in 97 still the best interview you've ever done? Thanks, guys.
Oh, God. I don't even remember that.
Who the hell is Boone Scott?
Ben Scott? Who is Ben Scott?
I don't know, but I guess
it wasn't.
Yeah.
Thanks for drawing. Well, there's your answer. I got to look up Ben Scott now.
While you're doing that, we can talk to Andrew in Atlanta.
Go, hello? Andrew.
Hey, how's it going? I was hoping to, I guess, ask you a question.
Go ahead.
Is Ritter going to be the answer for next year?
I got to go. I can't say yeah because I don't know, but I don't want to like be down on him or he can't get it done. I don't know. I don't know.
The jury is out.
The jury has to be out because we didn't see enough of him. But the thing would, I always say, Rob, even though we saw him four games, they know more about him than we do.
Yeah.
They know about him in the locker room and in the film room and all those different things. So they would know more than I would, man.
Can we just get a demonic defense that strikes fear into everybody?
Yes. Because that's where you need the most help on the defensive side of the ball, but you got to get the most important position. As far as everybody, okay, Tony, Troy says, Get Rich or Die Trying, another great soundtrack. What does it say? Best soundtrack. This is from Dan, Dazed and Confused. I don't think I've ever seen that one.
That's a good one, too.
Okay, yeah, I don't think I've ever seen that one. But, yeah, as far as soundtrack, there's a whole bunch of them. And there it is right there.
So, Rob, we have a social question for you. So, a running topic this week on the Midday Show has been the plot of Bad Boys 4. What do you think the plot for Bad Boys 4 should be?
I have no idea because they're our age now. they're not going to be carrying on like they once did.
Like,
I mean,
the best thing about 3 was how fat Martin got. You know, I mean,
Martin ate Martin.
Yeah. He looked retired. He looked retired. Him trying to run and all that. But yeah, we'll see. what was it? We got the last conclusion we got was Russia. Somebody was kidnapped. It was fentanyl involved. So Gabrielle Union came back and got kidnapped. So we got all kind of different scenarios and plots and everything.
I guess her checks won't bounce. It's going to be a joke of a movie.
Let's get the takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Takeaways of the day. My takeaway, first of all, Rob, thanks again, brother.
Yes, sir. As always,
I appreciate it as always. You called Clint Capella. Street Clothes Clint, which I think is just an outstanding solid name. Outstanding solid name.
So Desmond Ridder was shaking like booty meat versus New Orleans.
No, he was not. I said he was not shaking like booty meat.
Rob used to be a tomcat. Now he's a neutered house cat.
Now yes. I'm a neutered, declawed, broken spirited. My takeaway is always great to be my brother Randy. I mean, we go back ever since the station basically started. And what I love working about you is it ends up like we're talking in a damn bar.
Man, sure
and that's
is,
what
man.
I want it to be. That's
a
good stuff, man.
A lot
I love
of fun,
it.
Man. We appreciate
it. Love
everybody.
You too, Bo.
We're going to get catch up with Duke Sabell, see what they got going on. Come up next on the Midday Show, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.